Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the holiday season is upon us, and, you know, gift shopping, trying to find the perfect toy, it can be difficult. And, you know, some of the toys get in high demand and then the price goes up. There is a toy kitty that recently just sold a single toy for $13,000.
Oh, is it some old video game or something?
That would be a good guess, but it's something else. It's what is considered the most dangerous toy ever made. Ooh. It sold at auction. It was a Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab, which sounds kind of cool, like a little
you just
project.
Play like split atoms or something?
Well, it came with actual uranium. So that is a little bit of a problem, I would say. That is probably something that you shouldn't play with. It says it had four glass jars, each with a small amount of radioactive material inside. So those were the days. That was back in 1950, the mid-50s is when that came out.
And I know there were a lot of like chemistry sets you could buy that
sure
potentially could be dangerous if you mix the wrong things together.
But there's something that comes to your mind, isn't it?
Well, I was remembering creepy crawlers. Now,
sounds vaguely familiar.
It was, you made these little plastic like insects by putting them on a hot plate. It was really hot. It was like a mold. And it was kind of like making steel. You know, the molten steel.
What were
steel
they called? Creepy crawlers?
Creepy crawlers.
Yeah.
And I never had them. I don't know if it was because they were too expensive or too dangerous or my parents just thought it was stupid.
Well,
my neighbors had it.
So it says on here, I'm looking up, creepy crawlers started in 1964. Apparently they still exist, but I'm having a feeling they've adjusted it because it says, the mold, you pour it into the mold, like you said, Kitty. It's then heated up to about 390 degrees in an open face electric hot plate oven. I mean, what? I don't even trust, I wouldn't trust myself at my age now to not scald myself. So your neighbors had it?
They had it, yeah. The older brother had it. And I remember them like sitting on the kitchen at the kitchen table and just observing. So because I was like too small to be playing with molten plastic.
Yeah, I feel like that is something that needs to be highly supervised. And for sure, back then in the 60s, nobody's paying attention.
The other thing I was thinking about with it is think of the damage it could do to like your sister's Barbie if you're mad. It's like, what happened?
What's wrong with
their face? I wonder what other dangerous toys people remember playing with. I mean, I know everybody says clackers where you clack those balls together and
yeah,
and then the balls would fly off and take out an eye or whatever.
Right. And the classic BB gun, but that's obvious. It needs to be more like hidden.
Or caps where you take of caps and you can put them in a cap gun, but that's for boring people.
Right.
You get a giant rock and you do a whole box of them at a
time. Yeah.
That was fun.
Those were good.
And now they even make sparklers super safe. So they don't really sparkle and there's not really a hot ember.
I mean, you don't learn anything unless you touch that bright, shiny thing, right?